title of this post is The Unsatisfied Wife. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I got married 2 years ago. It was my second marriage, but I had no children from the first one, which only lasted a few years. I was busy with my career, and he was busy with his. You know, the usual story about not really having enough time to invest in a marriage. When I married John, his stepson, Matt, came along with the package. Matt was 18 at the time and in no mood to have a new mom. I dealt with the usual stuff that happens in situations like this. He either ignored me or was just plain rude and never really paid me much attention, let alone listened to me when I would ask why he was late coming home or trying to get him up on time for school. His dad kept telling me to give him time. John is wonderful. He is caring and compassionate and gives me access to his bank account to buy stuff for the house or for myself. What else could a girl want? The only complaint I had was in the bedroom. John was all right in bed, but he didn't exactly set a world record in the sack. On top of that, he's about 4 inches in length. I can deal with it, and it is kind of thick, so that helps. But sometimes a girl wonders if there's more out there. I wasn't willing to consider an affair though. I do have some morals and standards. Although, I have to admit I did take a few glances when we'd have a hot repairman over. Last summer, we had a new porch added to the back of the house and there were plenty of hot construction guys over doing the work. A couple of them had impressive bulges and nice asses. But all I did was look. Okay, I admit when John was fucking me a few times, I would fantasize about some of those construction guys with really big tools. It got the job done and John thought it was all him. As for my stepson Matt, he's the typical jock. When I and John first got married, I did notice that Matt was kind of muscular. But I didn't give any thought to it. I wanted to make an honest effort to be a good stepmother. I really did put some effort into it. But the more I tried, the more Matt would push back and make it clear he could take care of himself. We got into a pretty regular pattern where he would do his thing and I would just stay out of the way. I told John that I would like to be closer to Matt and he kept telling me to give it time. One time, Matt got in around 2 a.m. after a late high school party during senior year. His father was out of town on business. He was promoted to a new position at his company, which meant more time away from home, and I was there alone, and when he came in at 1 a.m. I did the typical mom thing and asked him where he was and why he was so late. He was supposed to be home by 12. I heard him come in and figured I would try to be somewhat parental. I asked him why he was so late. His response was "What's it to you?" and a few other choice words mumbled under his breath. He went to his room and slammed the door, being downright pissed now. I rushed over and opened the door and was telling him not to talk to me like that and have a little respect, and he was like, "Fuck. Can't I get any privacy around here?" He happened to be in the middle of taking off his sweatpants when I stormed in. I apologized. I told him I really didn't want to start another fight. I was out drinking and fucking my girlfriend, if you must know. He finally responded while standing there in his boxers and t-shirt. "She couldn't get enough, so what could I do?" was his cocky reply. He grabbed his dick through his boxers to emphasize the point. "Anything else?" he coldly asked. I added something about trying to get home on time and he didn't answer me, and I left his room and closed the door behind me. I got back into my room and was laying in my empty bed, and I couldn't help but think how much more muscular Matt was now. He was really built. He had a borderline 8-pack and had bulging arm muscles and really developed pecs. I couldn't help but notice that he also had a decent-sized package, especially when he grabbed it. It was obviously soft, but still, it looked impressive. The tension between us continued, but mostly it was us just ignoring each other. A few weeks before his 19th birthday, he was about to graduate from high school. It was a hot May day and John was out of town again trying to finish up some big business deal. He left that morning. He did fuck me, but it was his usual one-minute job. Later that day, Matt was home from school and told me he was going to a party later. I said, "All right, thanks for letting me know." He then went upstairs to his room after grabbing a bottle of water out of the fridge. I went up later and his door was slightly open, so I figured he was sleeping. I opened the door and he was laying on his bed naked and stroking his dick. I slowly crept away from the door, hoping he wouldn't notice me. About 10 minutes later, he came back downstairs to the kitchen where I was and said, "So, did you like the show?" I pretended not to know what he was talking about and continued to pour some orange juice. He grabbed a glass and took a few sips and said, "Oh, by the way, I shot a huge load." With a grin, he walked out the door. I was up in my room reading around 11 p.m. when I heard the door open downstairs. I figured it was Matt. It was early for him to be getting home after a party though. so I went over by the steps to investigate. I slowly made my way halfway down the stairs and saw Matt sitting on the couch with his shorts around his ankles. Some blonde girl was on top of his lap riding his cock. He had his hands on her waist and was guiding her up and down with a nice steady bounce. I slowly crept back up to the top of the stairway, but I still had a good view. I watched as the blonde girl bounced up and down for what seemed like an eternity. Finally, he announced that he was gonna blow and he leaned back with this look of total satisfaction on his face. The girl got up and I got my first clear view of Matt's cock. It was still hard and sticking straight up in the air. I was amazed at big it was. I guessed that it was at least 9 or 10 inches, and pretty damn thick too. He stood up and I got a great view of his ass. It was a nice muscular bubble butt, the kind that football players have. He did play football, so it wasn't really a surprise. And I had noticed his ass before. I'm only human. The naked blonde girl was getting ready to put her clothes back on when Matt grabbed her hand and declared we're not done yet. He lowered her down on the couch and got on top of her. I was amazed that the boy, more like a young man since he was going to be 19 in just a few days, stayed hard the entire time. Even after he just came, he slammed his huge cock inside the blonde girl and started pounding away. I wasn't worried about him noticing me. He was totally focused on fucking. The couch was squeaking as he pounded away. I marveled at how he was about to have sweat all over his body in a house that has air conditioning. The girl was only able to let out small moans as Matt pounded away mercilessly. He shifted some and I got a good view of his balls as they slammed against the blonde's pussy. They were like nice big grapefruits. It was hard to tell in the dimly lit room, but it looked like he shaved down there. I tried to force myself to leave to go back to my bedroom, but I was fascinated. Matt obviously didn't get his cock size or stamina from his dad. I watched as Matt fucked the blonde 3 more times in various positions, including some I had never even tried. Finally, around 2 a.m. Matt was done, or the girl was worn out was more like it. She got dressed and he walked her to the door after slipping on a pair of tight white briefs. Matt was looking the other way, and I caught a good glimpse of the huge bulge in his briefs. Clearly, Matt was still hard, or at least semi-hard. I watched as he reached down and adjusted his dick in his briefs, and I couldn't help but stare as he bent down to get his shorts. He was turned away from me as I watched from the stairs, and I watched with fascination as he pulled his cargo shorts up past his hot ass and fiddled with the button and zipper. I then slipped away up to my bedroom. Later that night, John was still away at work. He called and we talked for about 15 minutes. He was alone in his hotel room and kind of horny and asked me to finger myself thinking of him. I did close my eyes and fingered myself, but I found my thought drifting to the sight of Matt's huge cock swinging between his legs after he got done fucking that girl on the couch downstairs. That was enough to send me over the edge, and for the first time I had a mind-blowing orgasm without having to fake it for John's sake. The phone sex thing wasn't new to us, but it was the first time I really enjoyed it as much as he did. We said our goodnights and I went to check on Matt. His door was slightly open. This time he was laying on his bed fast asleep on top of his covers in his tight pair of white briefs. He shifted around some and was laying on his back. I couldn't help but notice the nice bulge in his briefs. He had nice full, found balls and a big mushroom, circumcised head, and big thick shaft that appeared to be at least semi-hard. I closed the door and headed back to my bedroom. I had to have sex with him. No, I will have sex with him. The next morning it was Matt's birthday. I knocked on his door and he grumbled something and I went downstairs to make some coffee. I poured some orange juice for myself and Matt and left a protein bar on the counter for him. John was planning to be home later that day so we could have a little party for Matt. I had to run to the grocery store and bakery and get some supplies and the cake. With just a few minutes to spare before he would be considered late for school, Matt rushed downstairs in a loose-fitting pair of jeans and a t-shirt with his backpack over one shoulder. He did manage to say, "Good morning," and I said happy birthday. He said, "Oh, yeah, thanks," and grabbed his protein bar and took a sip of orange juice. As he was heading out the door, I told him that I would be home late because I had some errands to run. He said, "All right," and left. I ended up getting my errands, i.e., going to the grocery store and picking up the cake at the bakery, done early and came home on time. I came in through the back door and put the groceries on the counter. I was starting to put things away when I heard a noise coming from the living room. I peeked in the living room and saw Matt on the couch buck naked with some girl. Not the same one from the other night, but a brunette this time. And she had her hands firmly on his ass as he was pounding away. "You sure we can do this here?" The girl asked between moans and gasps. "Nobody's home, all right, doesn't worry," Matt said between pumps. I tried to force myself to slip back into the kitchen, but I couldn't help but stare at Matt's tight, muscular, round bubble butt as he shoved his cock in and out. I marveled at how he managed to work up a sweat even though the air conditioning was on. I glanced over at the coffee table in front of him and saw an open box of extra-large condoms. There was already one used condom on the coffee table. It was tied off with a huge deposit of cum inside. After announcing that he was coming, Matt bucked a few more times and filled up rubber number two. The girl reached down as Matt pulled his condom-covered cock out and said happy birthday, stud, as he slid the rubber of his still hard dick. I knew this because she said, "Fuck, you're still hard. Wanna take care of that?" Matt asked. She crawled between his legs as he sat up on the couch. I ducked back into the kitchen and went back to putting the groceries away. I peeked back into the living room and saw the girl wiping cum off of her lips and getting dressed. Matt was facing the door and didn't see me. I watched as he pulled up his briefs and baggy jeans past his ass. He remained shirtless as he took her over to the door. He was saying something about a lame party and told her he'd call her later. Again, I ducked back into the kitchen. A few minutes later, Matt walked into the kitchen. "How long have you been here?" he asked while grabbing a bottle of water from the fridge. "I just got home," I said. "Like what you saw," Matt grinned. "I have no idea what you're talking about," I declared. "I can get it up again," Matt remarked. "Your dad will be home soon," I said, pretending not to know what he was talking about. "Come on, don't tell me you're not curious," Matt said as he reached down and gave his cock a squeeze through his jeans. "You know why I wear baggy jeans to school?" Matt asked. "I guess it's the style," I responded. "Nope. It's because I have a huge fucking dick and I don't want everyone to fucking see it," Matt said with a smile. "I see," I said, trying to play the role of the proper stepmother. I have to admit that I was getting kind of turned on with Matt standing there shirtless. He clearly has been working out. He had a clearly defined eight-pack and hard pecs and bulging arm muscles and a nice round ass that was clearly outlined even in baggy jeans. "I'll just get stuff ready for your party," I said, trying to fight the urge. "Dad will be late like he always is," Matt said as he got closer to me. "This isn't appropriate," I said, pretending not to feel something in his jeans pressing against me. "I don't hate you, you know," Matt said. "That's good to know," I replied. "I just don't need another mother," Matt remarked. "I'm glad you and my dad are happy though, except maybe in the bedroom," Matt commented with a smile. "That's fine too," I rebutted. "Really?" Matt said as he stepped away from me and turned around and fiddled with his jeans. "Does he make you scream?" Matt asked as he let his baggy jeans fall to the floor. "I don't think that's any of your business," I said while trying not to notice how damn hot he was standing there in his white briefs. "Does he have this?" Matt asked as he turned around with an obscene bulge in his white Calvin Klein briefs. "Damn," was all I could say as Matt stood there and flexed his muscles and made his cock grow to full staff. "I've heard my dad fucking you and I know he's not Mr. Amazing in the sack. Don't get me wrong, I love him, but I don't get everything from him," Matt said as the head of his rapidly growing cock peeked out of the waistband of his briefs. It was a hot, late May day and I had on a white summer dress. Matt grabbed me by the waist and put me up on the island counter. "We shouldn't do this. Your father will be home any minute," I said as Matt reached under my dress and pulled my panties off. He stood in front of me and pulled his briefs down past his cock, which sprang out. "Matt, no," was all I could say as he slipped his big mushroom head inside my wet pussy. "Wear a rubber," I managed to say. "Fuck, all right," Matt said as he got one from the box on the coffee table. He came back in with his dick still sticking out of his briefs. This time it was covered with an extra large rubber. "I don't think we should," I tried to say as Matt grabbed me by the waist. This time he just shoved his huge 10 inches cock in. I gasped as Matt filled me up as no guy had ever done. "My dad doesn't fill you up like this." "I see," Matt smiled as he started pumping. He pulled me closer and all I could hear was the sound of his huge balls slapping against me as he started to work up a sweat. "Ready?" Matt asked. I couldn't even respond as he grabbed me and held me up in midair while bouncing me on his massive cock. I wrapped my legs around him and he held me tight and gritted his teeth and shot a huge load into his condom-covered cock. Even though the rubber, I could feel the heat of his young, hot cum. He pulled his cock out and lowered me back to the ground. Just then, my cell phone laying on the kitchen counter rang. I hurried to answer it. "Well, alright, sure, I'll get things started. Don't be too late. Love you," I said while wrapping up the call. "He's gonna be late," Matt said. "Yeah, but I'll get things started though. That's what we're doing now," Matt said. I couldn't help but notice that Matt was still rock hard. I don't know what came over me, but I reached down and pulled the rubber, which was filled with still warm cum, off of his hard cock. "Want to make me a happy birthday boy?" Matt smiled. Damn, what a hot smile he has, I thought to myself. "Matt, we've done enough," I attempted to protest. "You want more? Don't lie," Matt said as he pulled down his briefs, which were drenched with sweat. I watched as his huge cock swung between his legs. "Matt, I have to get the party," I started to say as Matt lifted my dress over my head and grabbed me and lowered me to the kitchen floor. The rubber was all I could say as Matt was on top of me completely naked now. "You want to feel a real man's dick completely raw," Matt said, but not a question, more like a command. "No, Matt," was all I could muster as he eased his 10-inch monster inside of my still wet pussy. This time he showed no mercy. He pumped so hard, I could hear his balls smacking as he fucked me with wild abandon. We were both dripping with sweat as I wrapped my legs around him. "You fucking love it. Tell me," Matt demanded. "Damn, Matt," I said. "Tell me," he demanded while going balls deep. "I love it," was all I could say before Matt came again. This time, I felt the rush of hot cum directly flowing inside of me. It was like having a fire hose going off inside of me. I never felt so much heat inside me before. Matt continued to pump his still hard cock slowly in and out. He was totally in the moment. I found myself grabbing onto his round, muscular ass cheeks as he slowly eased his cock in and out. Then he just left it inside. I was truly amazed at how big this stud was and how his cock stayed hard after he had fucked that girl just an hour ago and then came twice with me. He was a true stallion. I found myself running my hands over his ass and back and feeling his powerful arms and looking into his deep blue eyes. Then he slowly pulled out his cock. There was a glob of his hot cum on the head. "Lick it up," Matt demanded. I reached down and put my mouth around his head. Then I pushed him back down on the floor before he could get up and started sucking his cock. "Fuck yeah," Matt said as he closed his eyes with a look of pure pleasure on his face. I don't know what came over me. I just started sucking his cock. I managed to take it almost all of the way down. Just when I was about to come up for air, Matt grabbed the back of my head and made me keep sucking. We were both sweating again. I heard his breathing grow heavier as he let out a moan. Instantly, I felt a hot jet of cum going down my throat. It was too much for me to keep my mouth on his erupting cock. Hot, molten cum eased out of my mouth and down the shaft of his still hard cock and over his balls. I licked the rest of the cum off of his swollen head. Matt gasped as I grabbed his balls and squeezed them to make a little more cum ooze out of his mushroom head. We finally got up from the kitchen floor. I slipped back into my summer dress. Matt grabbed his briefs and baggy jeans and said he was going to get a shower. I watched as he walked up the stairs in the kitchen buck naked carrying his jeans and briefs. I know I should have worried that this young stud might have just knocked me up, but I couldn't help but stare at his hot ass and now semi-hard dick swinging between his legs. I watched until he was out of sight. Then, I hurried up to finish putting the groceries away and set up for the party. I just finished setting everything up and people were starting to come over as Matt came downstairs all freshly showered in baggy jeans and a white dress shirt. "Friends now," I said. Matt smiled and said sure and went to answer the door. It was his dad. "Everything good here," he said. "Just perfect," Matt said with a smile. John gave me a kiss and said, "Glad to see you two are getting along." I just glanced over at Matt and smiled.